How's everybody doing?
Good. It's an exciting time. You know, it's game week, so it's always exciting when you get ready to kick off the season. Being on the road against a quality opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, good football team coached by a good guy, great guy, done well in the National Football League. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for our football team, but we're looking forward to it and excited about the season to get started. Yes, sir.
And Robert is one of them. Guys can win in a variety of ways. What's the quality in his leadership that you like the most?
You know what? I think the testament of Robert being named captain, because it came from his teammates. You know, they voted on it. You know, coaches had nothing to do with this. This was all his teammates. So obviously, you know, he's embedded himself within the organization and his team. You know, his teammates. I think he's shown them that he's somebody that they can depend on and look to. That. You know, that he's working each and every day to better not just himself but also his teammates, you know, along with Joe Thomas on offense and then DeMario Davis and Joe Hayden on defense and Tank Carter. I mean, I'm excited about the guys that were voted captains because I think those guys have worked extremely hard to change the culture and also to want to change our fortunes here as from what they've been in the past.
A lot of elections these days are rigged. Are you going to certify these results as 100% accurate?
So they are 100% accurate. No, wow, that one almost went over my head. Donald Trump, Hugh Trump, no. We didn't do that. I looked at them. I did. I was a little surprised. I'll be very honest with you. I was surprised because, obviously, Robert hadn't been here very long, you know, and we haven't played a real football game yet. So for him to be voted captain, I mean, it's – Again, it's he should feel good about that. His teammates feel good about him. But, no, we didn't rig that by no stretch of the imagination.
Hey, Hugh, when you're trying to prepare for Carson Wentz, the fact that he only played a little bit in the preseason, how much does doing all that draft evaluation help?
Well, I'm very honest with you. I haven't looked at any of the draft evaluation. You know, he's one member of the football team, of their offensive football team. There's 10 other guys. And there's some really good players on their offensive football team. You know, they have a veteran offensive line. I think their center is one of the best in football. You know, the left tackle, Peters, is as good as there is. You know, they have some young receivers, but talented ones. I mean, Dorrell Green Beckham's a tall, tall guy. And Matthews is a guy that's played a lot. They have good runners. I mean, they have a good offensive football team. So it's not just the quarterback, you know, at the end of the day. Obviously, he's the leader. But we got to prepare for the offensive football team. And obviously, the quarterback's a part of that. But I think Ray's done a good job, you know, along with the defensive staff, for trying to get our guys ready for what we expect to see.
How big a challenge is it to get ready for Fletcher Cox when you've got new offensive linemen who are still kind of getting their chemistry together?
No, you said it. I mean, he's as good as there is. I mean, I think he's the highest paid defensive lineman in football, and there's a reason why he is, because he's pretty good. So we understand the challenge. I mean, he's a tremendous player, you know, and not just him. You got Brandon Graham on the other side, Mr. Barwin on the other. So I have great respect for the defensive football team and their coordinator. But, again, you know, the game's got to get played between the lines. It's not going to be played, you know, outside the line. So we're excited about it. You know, our guys understand the challenge at hand, and we'll be there on Sunday.
You know, Isaiah Crowell said that he wants to run for 1,000 yards as a personal goal. Do you see a guy that has that ability?
Absolutely. Only 1,000? And, you know, yeah, why not more? Yeah, I think so. I mean, I like Crow. Crow's done some good things. I think he's a very talented player. You know, we just got to get a rhythm and play football the way we know we can. And I think we're looking forward to it. He is. Duke is. I think our linemen are. And, again, this is a tremendous challenge for us this weekend. It's a good defensive football team that we're facing.
He's talking about maybe starting to establish a rhythm. How do you do that?
Well, Coach Jackson's got to be at his best on Sunday. That's what it is, you know. And, again, this is, like I said, this is not preseason football anymore. This is a regular season. So this is a challenge, just like it is for the players, for me as well, you know. So I have to get our offensive football team along with the rest of our coaches ready to go. And they had a good first day of practice, you know, which is really the normal game week for us. And we got to go out and do it again tomorrow, you know, and just keep putting the finishing touches on as we get ready for the game.
What did Joe Schober show the staff to send to the starting role?
You know, he did what we asked him to do. You know, at the end of the day, you know, that's our calling card here. You know, players that play the way we want them to play. And not that Nate didn't, just maybe Joe did it to a level that we, you know, had expectation. And not that Nate's going to play. He's going to play. You know, he has to. But at the same time, we think Joel, you know, he earned that right to be the starter at that position.
One of your players today said this almost feels like a college team, just kind of the family atmosphere. Is that kind of what you strive for? Or?
I think it's truly what it's about. And at the end of the day, these players got to know that I care, you know, that I'm trying to create an environment for them to be the best they can be. And that I want the best for them, and I want to get the best out of them. But at the same time, I'm not going to mother them by any stretch of the imagination. You know, we got a job to do. We get paid to do a job. So our job starts this Sunday, you know, in Philadelphia, and we got to do it as well as we've ever done it.
Hey, Coach, I know you said that Robert, you know, was the face of the franchise. That's what you need. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Del Green, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback, played for the Redskins, you know where he's at.
Yes, sir.
He was very critical of Robert, which for his off-the-field life, his personal life. And I'm just curious, do you think that that's out of bounds, and how do you think that that type of criticism reflects on a guy who's the face of your franchise?
Well, I know Daryl, so I'm not going to comment on what Daryl's talked about. Obviously, we have an expectation for Robert and of Robert, and Robert understands that. You know, anything that we feel like is out of bounds, trust me, I will address with any player, not just Robert. You know, we're not going to there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. And I know sometimes people make mistakes. So we'll deal with everything accordingly. But, you know, I don't want to get into what Daryl's feeling or talked about. I'm going to, you know, take our judgment here within our organization with what we're doing when it comes to Robert.
Guys, you know, like there's Baylor connections and there's you and Terrell have the Raider thing. I mean, you have sort of like a lot of little threads running through the team, you know what I mean?
That's a good thing, right?
Well, does that help kind of
I think it does.
Build something?
A little bit. No, I don't. I mean, again, this is a Cleveland Browns football team. It's not, and I appreciate what you're saying, but it's not Baylor. It's not the Raiders. It's our football team, you know, and it's going to be defined by what we start to do this Sunday throughout the rest of the season. So will those connections help a little bit? I think we all know each other, if that's what you're meaning. Yeah, I think that part helps. But I don't treat Terrell any different than I treat Joe Thomas or Joe Hayden or anybody else. And I would hope that the Baylor guys are connected to all of our players and not just the Baylor guys. And I think they are. I think our guys understand that this is our football team, you know, the 2016 Cleveland Browns, and we need to be the best that we can be each and every day, and that's what we're trying to do.
How much will help your defense that they have prepared against RG3 all this whole offseason in OTAs, or a dual-threat running quarterback when they now have to face one in Carson?
Well, I mean, again, you know, the Eagles are going to do what they do, you know, and the quarterback's going to do what he does. I think like I said, I mean, he's a rookie, and we get that. But the guy's a talented player, and we truly believe we're facing an offense because it's his first game. So will it have helped a little bit at some of the things watching Robert run around? Maybe, you know, but maybe not. I think, you know, it's first game, so you really never know exactly what you're going to get till the game starts. So our guys have to prepare for everything and react to everything, you know. And that's what we're trying to do. And I'm sure their team's doing the same when it comes to us. You know, no one knows, really. You know, I'm sure nobody's going to look at the preseason and think we were a juggernaut or anything like that. So that's fine. You know, we're gonna show who we are come this Sunday.
The Eagles, I mean, just looking at their preseason stats, didn't give up touchdowns in three of their four games.
Good defense.
Yeah, I mean, is that reflective of what you see?
Good defense. They're good. They're well coached. They play hard. They play good. And they have good players. I mean, that's the makings of a good defensive football team. So it's a tremendous challenge. But it's like that every week in the National Football League. So we get it, you know, and there's going to be great players that you face. You know, we talked about Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham already and Nolan Carroll, the corners and the safeties, Malcolm Jenkins. I mean, they have good players. So, but – I mean, I don't think there's another team we're going to play that doesn't have good players or great players. So we got to rise up and play. That's just the name of the game in the National Football League.
Can you talk about a little bit over the past couple of weeks about how you guys kind of feel like you have a chip on your shoulder? Some of you guys were, you know, kind of cast-offs in other places. And now I see things today where, you know,
Brian Billick, and people are saying, I don't even see one game this team can win. Can you just talk about that concept of, you know, you guys are kind of going into this season with that?
Who said what?
I'm sorry. Brian Billick tweeted today.
Wow.
He looks at the
good
schedule,
for him.
Doesn't even see
I didn't know he worked here. So I'm just being honest. Nothing to Brian, I mean, but I think it's really interesting that everybody can comment, you know, on other people's teams and don't even understand their inner workings. So I have great respect for Brian. He was a great coach in this league. But we'll see if that's true. You know, we'll see if what he said is true. We'll look back in 16 games and see if it's right. But I'm not going to get caught up in that. You know, obviously, I think you guys know my competitiveness. I don't want anybody to say we can't win anything. I just don't think that's right. I don't think it's fair. But at the same time, I know how hard these guys work. I know what the expectation is, and we got to go prove it. You know, me talking about it is not going to change it. Only thing that's going to change is what we do on the field.
What about that concept a little bit? I mean, do you feel like you guys are a team of, you know, people that have, you know, that are needing second chances and that you do go into the season with sort of the,
well,
that chip?
You know, Mary Kay, I don't, you know, it might be looked at that way. You know, we are a group of men who are hungry, you know, that we do understand and realize that there's something to prove. But we hope to have this chip on the shoulder as long as I'm here. You know, I truly believe that. I don't know any other way to do this. There's 31 other teams that are trying to knock us off. And we're trying to knock them off. So that's just part of this deal. That's the way it is in this league. It's competitive. And when you're down, people try to step on you. And when you're up, people try to pull you down. So, you know, it's just that's the way it works.